From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A Pakistan-born American citizen has been arrested at John F. Kennedy Airport in connection with the failed bombing attempt in New York City over the weekend. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the suspect was taken into custody last night while trying to board a flight to Dubai.
His name is Faisal Shahzad. He's the 30-year-old Connecticut resident who owned the SUV that was driven into Times Square Saturday night full of explosives. The car bomb didn't go off, and the evidence found there led investigators to the suspect. Attorney General Eric Holder held a brief press conference to announce the arrest, but he provided few details, aside from saying the investigation is continuing and that anyone involved would be brought to justice. Law enforcement officials have started searching Shahzad's Connecticut home. He's facing formal charges in a Manhattan courtroom today. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Meanwhile, sources tell NPR authorities in Pakistan have detained two men for questioning in connection with the attempted car bombing. The men may be friends or relatives of Faisal Shahzad, suspected of parking the explosive-laden SUV. Authorities say the death toll from storms in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky is now at 29. Officials fear that number will rise as waters eventually subside from flooding. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville says most of the deaths have occurred in Tennessee.
The growing danger is from water contamination. The flooded Cumberland River submerged one of Nashville's two water treatment plants, which is still underwater after a weekend with nearly 14 inches of rain. Nashville's Water Department Chief Scott Potter says the entire system is in jeopardy because flood water could flow into pipes if reservoirs go dry.
And if we don't maintain 20 PSI on the distribution system, there's a good possibility of contamination of the drinking water supply.
The Cumberland River is expected to crest sometime today. The river has already inundated downtown businesses and the massive Gaylord Opryland Hotel, where 1,500 guests had to be evacuated. The hotel expects to be closed for several months. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The weather is calmer in the Gulf of Mexico, and that'll help emergency crews working to restrain oil floating toward the coastline in four states. Workers are laying down booms on the water to block the spreading globs of oil. This is coming from the uncapped oil well that's still spilling thousands of gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico every day. Energy company BP has not been able to cut off the flow. Much of the industry for fishing has ground to a halt. The tourism industry could be affected, and environmentalists are worried about the effect oil is going to have on wildlife. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is lower. Investors are concerned about the financial situation in Greece. The Dow is down 227 points. You're listening to NPR News. With the official end of this Broadway season, nominations for the 64th annual Tony Awards have been announced. There were some surprises. Jeff London reports the Tonys will be presented on June 13th.
The Tonys often reflect box office punch, but the one bona fide hit musical to open this season was conspicuously absent from the list of nominees, The Addams Family. Instead, Best Musical nods went to Fela, American Idiot, Million Dollar Quartet, and Memphis, the only nominee with an original score. All the Best Play nominees were by American authors. In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play, Next Fall, Red, and Time Stands Still. Among the stars nominated for awards, Denzel Washington, Scarlett Johansson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Angela Lansbury. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Residents in the greater Boston area can drink their tap water again. Some 2 million people had been instructed to boil it after a huge main broke on Saturday. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick lifted a state of emergency. He's promising an investigation into what caused the rupture of the huge water main. Anti-government protesters in Thailand are considering an offer from that country's prime minister. He'd like to hold new elections this November. It's an effort to end a political crisis that has left at least 27 people dead and cost the country hundreds of millions of dollars in tourism. It's not clear the Thai protest leaders will accept the offer. They just want the prime minister to leave. But Prime Minister Abhisit's offer also includes an opportunity for negotiators to rewrite Thailand's constitution. This is NPR.